Hello everyone, it's Yana here, OG end to end, and this is for February day 15. I did do a February 14 as well, but that was with Simon on his account, because my phone was going flat anyway, but I thought it'd be quite nice if we did a boo together on Valentine's Day. So now I'm back with a question for today. It was five things you love doing and five things you want to learn this year. And I have to say, the questions are really good, really making me think and doing a bit of soul searching, I thought, well, I love reading, but I thought, when do I actually get to do that anymore? You know, really immerse myself in a good story and marvel at the language and that sort of thing. I don't really have the time for that anymore, you know, or swimming, not just in a swimming pool, even though I will do that if that's all that's on offer. But, you know, out in the lake, swim out in the middle of a lake, you know, it's just me and nature and just enjoy that. No, I don't really get to do that anymore these days. So that's why I thought, well, maybe I can see if I can find five things just as a challenge to myself that I love doing and that I still have time for. So here we go. I love organising things. I don't know why, it's just that I have to have some kind of system, some kind of order. So I love, I'm always happiest when I've got several plates spinning at once, and I love keeping them spinning. You know, I have to make sure that everything happens, you know, everything's prepared so that things can happen in the right order and, on the right date, and everything is in place for that. And obviously I get to do a lot of that with two kids at school and a job and voluntary work as well. So now you know why my day is so busy. The other thing I love doing is researching. It used to be in books, because it used to mean that I just got to read lots and lots of books to try and find out information. Now I tend to use the internet more than anything. But it's just finding things out, learning things, putting things in context, making links, that sort of thing. So I just really love doing it for that. The other thing is, so number three would be making stuff, creating things. Lots of arts and crafts when I was little, in Lego and that sort of thing. And I still like doing that with the kids. But these days it's probably, I'm putting a lot of other things in this category, which is probably a bit cheeky, but creating could be anything. I've recently rediscovered that I really enjoy writing. I'm not very good at it, I've not had much practice, and the longest thing I'm likely to write is probably an article. But I just really enjoy the process of, you know, having an idea, researching it, putting it together, and then having a finished product at the end. I think that's the important bit to me, that I have to have something, a finished something at the end where I can point to that and say, look, that's what I've done. But yeah, apart from writing, it could be recording, it could be taking photos. You know, I love taking photos, composing them, making sure the colours are interesting, making sure that it tells a story, it draws you in. So I just love that sort of thing. And number four would be laughing. I love laughing, and I love to make other people laugh as well. Mostly probably in face-to-face conversation, and I'm not saying I'm very good at it, but I just love to try. Because I love to see them smile, so when appropriate, I try and make people laugh, and I have to say that's probably one of the things that first attracted me to the English language, is that it's very easy to get a bit of humour out of the language. You know, with all the puns and the homophones, you can just it's very succinct. And yes, German has humour as well. I know this is not a well-known fact, but Germans are very funny. There are many jokes, there's a lot of humour, very good satirical humour, actually. But I was amazed how succinct it is in English. There's just, you know, puns, it's just, you can't do that in German. And because I love languages as well, you know, it's interesting to see how it works in a different language. It just fascinates me. But it's just something about it. And a lot of English people are very good at this sort of humour. You know, it's very witty. Simon's very good at that. So, yeah. But laughing and making other people laugh. So very much enjoying that. And the kids, obviously, I get to make the kids laugh. that's a different kind of humour, though. It's more sort of slapstick and silly things that that make the kids laugh. The other thing I love doing is travelling. I've always loved travelling, just going to different places, seeing how that place looks, and even seeing what it looks like on the way there. But I find it very exciting going somewhere different. And these days also driving. I learned to drive quite late, and I'm really enjoying it. And I enjoy driving fast, so going on A roads and motorways. So very much enjoying going places in general, especially if I can drive myself. But also with the family. Those are my five things I love doing that I'm actually doing now. Learning. Well, it's still on my list. I want to learn more about my DSLR and be able to use it properly. So learn more about photography. That's on my long-term list. But in the meantime, I don't know. I think because I haven't got a lot of time, what I'll probably do is I'll wait for opportunities to come up. Because that seemed to work beautifully last year. Just wait for some opportunities to come up, and they usually involve me having to learn something, and I'll just do it then. So there we go. So sorry, I'll cop out on that one. Thank you very much for listening, and bye for now.